Jake, all right.
Yeah.
It's been 3 days, okay? Like, I know Ludwig, when he left, he said, hey, my cat is in this box. Please just don't open it. I'll be right back. But
okay. And yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, but we can't do it anymore.
Why?
It hasn't made any noise.
Thank God.
Really?
Yeah.
It hasn't moved. It could be dead right now. We need to check on it. We got to do it.
Why would you do that? He said not to open it.
Because a life is in danger right now. Like, if we don't open it, we could kill that thing. And if it is alive, like you say.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And we don't open the box.
It'll still be alive.
No, it could die.
Yeah, but if you open the box, it might already be dead.
But
by you opening the box, you're pretty much killing that cat. You are killing it. I'm not going to be a killer. I'm not a killer.
I can't argue that logic. Should we?
You just want to start the show?
I don't know. Should we? Like, what if we do the show and it's bad?
Jeff, what if we do the show and it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the world?
Well, I guess let's find out. And welcome to Risky Whiskey Presents, the podcast that has now been certified paleo.
That's good. It's healthy.
Yeah? Yeah.
Much healthier.
I'm your host, Jeff Spencer. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Jake Anderson.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, how's buddy. It going, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm healthy.
Good. With us, we got the fam. The boys are back in town. Woo!
I don't think they ever left. They've been in town.
Yeah, they've been in town. Joining us, we got Sean.
Bobby and I are going out of town.
That's true.
Spoiler alert.
This we
is
don't. True.
Circa, is it, when is this coming out?
2 weeks from now.
So not this coming Friday? So we'll be back from
yeah, time. You'll be back.
Are you guys going? Audience. Are you guys going on tour? Or?
Do you go to Jamaica?
Nope.
Oof.
Are you out of questions now?
Berlin?
Nope.
That's only two places I can think of.
Honduras?
Nope.
Nicaragua?
Nope. No, Nicaragua.
Istanbul?
Not Istanbul. Istanbul.
Tunisia?
Is that where they made an Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah. And, yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I thought so. Just thought I'd check. Hey, Bobby, how's your Instagram going?
Also with us, we got Bobby. Bobby, how's your Instagram going?
You know what? I haven't gotten one yet, but thanks for having me today. I'm curious, what are some of the criterion, or what are the criteria for becoming paleo? What does that mean? Is the show on a diet, or?
Well, paleo means that like you eat and live like an unrefined lifestyle, so you don't eat anything processed.
So we're like real raw, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Nice, we've been certified.
Ooh, baby,
paleo.
I like it raw.
So like we're real like badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's cool. Sushi place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always thought that we have those characteristics. So bro. I'm excited that it's official now.
Yeah, it's official. We got a little thing. I got it. It's at the framing shop right now. That's getting framed. It's gonna be. We're gonna.
Did
put
you
it.
Use Walmart for the framing this time again, or?
No, I decided to splurge and I use Bob's Frames and Things.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that's a really good store, especially for the things.
You know what? I figured we're going paleo, so let's go with a mom and pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we don't need big business. Even get me started on big business.
Don't buy big frame.
Hey, I'm going to get started on big business in a second.
Also with us, we got Sam. Sam, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good.
Jake, I have a question for Bobby.
I just thought of a sick bar.
Yeah, no, guys, I want you to, this is an open forum.
Right.
All
right.
The
As
boys
per
are
huge.
Yeah, the boys are back in town.
How was yes week, Bobby?
Hey, wait a second. Jeff, how do you spell paleo?
P-A-L-E-O, I believe.
I think whenever Sean is done with his spelling lesson, I'll talk about yes week.
How was yes week, Bobby?
It was great. I really didn't I wasn't asked many questions or told to do many things.
I'm sorry. For the uninitiated, would you mind defining what Yes Week is?
Yeah, Yes Week was supposed to be a week where I said yes to everything that didn't put me in legitimate physical harm or that wasn't like really illegal.
So you were the titular yes man in this Jim Carrey-led rom-com that is Bobby's life.
Yep, and the only thing is I never found my Zooey Deschanel. So it was a horrible failure.
Blessing in disguise, I'd say.
Yeah, although I suppose the closest thing to a Zooey that I found was
masturbation.
Yeah, your hand.
No, saying yes whenever
you masturbate. Hand,
yeah. I did say yes several times to that. So I was really happy about that.
That's good.
I asked myself to masturbate, and I was obliged to say.
Yeah, you know.
If you were tired, you're like.
It's yes week. I gotta perform. Yeah. I gotta perform for the old misses. So that was a real highlight for me.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was listening to last week's episode, and it feels like a lot of my talk about going out of town was taken away. What happened to all that stuff? What happened?
No, it's I got it. I'm gonna use it for like other things later.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I got
because that was real important for me to get that out.
Yeah. It was important for me to edit this out. get that out there, and you know, like, I want to support you emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Edit this out.
All right, great. Yeah, I'm really relieved. So thank you.
Good. Yeah. No, my pleasure. Jake.
Yes.
You had something you were about to say?
Yeah, I have something I need to get off my chest.
All right.
Off the steamboat that is Jake Anderson.
All right, open your brassiere and let's have it.
Okay.
Let's funnel the truth.
So, is everybody familiar with Google? You can answer. Go ahead. Feel
free
to answer.
Is it the number or the
this,
website?
It's an engine.
Is that gay doodling app?
No. Well, you can find gay doodling apps by simply putting in gay doodle into the Google processor.
Right.
And it'll help you find what you want.
I remember it being like an app where it's like a pad and like instead of a stylist, it's like put your penis on.
This isn't Google, by the way. This is a gay doodle.
That's not Google.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
That's not Google.
Gay,
that was the pad? App that I used. Right.
That was Gadoodle.
Gadoodle.
Yeah. Gadoodle.
Different.
Yeah.
App. Is Google the place that has all those those adorable intro movies that you can watch on certain holidays? Is that what Google is?
No. It's close. You can find that too on Google, though.
Okay, all right.
So Google, as you know, or you may not know,
picture what Google is.
Yeah, okay. So basically, it's a very big business. It's a thriving company.
What's their product?
Yeah, what do they sell?
Their product is serving the people, you know, information.
Would you go so far to say that we're the product?
Hey, you can spin it however you want. I'd say it's a give or take business.
Right. Does it have an article on Wikipedia?
Ooh, I'm sure it does.
Okay, I'll have to read that.
I don't wiki. I don't support wiki. Or yeah, do I?
Well, why not?
I might.
Since it started leaking.
Hey, I like leaks. You know what I'm saying?
This Jake.
Yes.
Is it vegetable or
sidebar, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Julian Lassange is a.
Oh.
Producer.
Yeah, we definitely like WikiLeaks. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we support that.
I wiki all types of vegetables: leeks, carrots,
rutabagas,
leaky carrots,
rutabagas, studebakers.
But Jake, go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So as you know, like a corporation, they have these higher ups, CEOs, if you will.
Drones.
So basically, what happened is Google is the top. Okay, it's the top of the top. It's a very rich business. But you know what? It wasn't enough for the co-founder and the founder. They're like,
right.
I like this throne, but you know what? I'm gonna go up a notch, and they created a business that's bigger than Google called Alphabet.
What does that do?
It's basically an umbrella that, you know, has multi other corporations.
They bought all the letters? Is that what you're saying?
No, let me stop you there.
They can use
What you're thinking, Sam. A to Z, the language that we use. Yeah. Kind of. Because they're about to take over everything.
Right.
Okay, so not only do they have Google now.
They own the goddamn alphabet.
Sam, I need you closer to your mic, buddy.
Yeah, don't get excited, okay? They've also created multiple companies. One is called Calico, which is an age extension research lab, basically trying to make immortals. Okay. The second
I'm
one
listening.
The second one is a drone company. Check this out. Brilliant name, Wing. Yeah.
How has there never been a company named that before?
Exactly. Right? That's what I'm saying.
Right? They probably shot and killed the owners of Wing.
Yeah.
Put them in a Mexican ditch.
Right.
I thought that's racist. I thought Paul McCartney owned that company.
That's Wings. This is just Wings.
It's just Wing.
I thought Wings was a show.
So they called Paul up and he was like, hello. And they were like, we're buying 90% of your band.
So basically, basically YouTube... glasses where you can
Where does YouTube come into all this?
Oh, okay. I'm just telling you what Google owns. This is one of the many endeavors or not endeavors.
Sean, I read on Google's Wikipedia page that Google is affiliated with YouTube. I just learned that.
How did you get to that Wikipedia page? Did you Google
Bono? Yeah, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. That's a clever Google song.
So, anyways, like let me just finish it. I just feel like there's no end to these corporate thugs.
I don't understand your point.
That's like some Lex Luthor shit, though. Like,
I'm sorry.
They've achieved the top of industry, and then they're like, you know what? The king's throne isn't enough. I'm gonna make the god's chair, and then I have all this money and all this stuff.
If the kings get a throne, why is God only getting a chair?
Yeah, well, it's made out of clouds. Chair. Yeah, it's really. I think it's done by Lazy Boy.
We can philosophize about what God's chair looks like.
But they're working on life extendancy. It's probably recliner. And
those are like the next era technologies in civilization.
But they just nonchalantly. Yeah, exactly.
Like immortality.
Yeah, that's like Lex Luthor. Yeah. Like, he's real. He owns Google.
What
apparently.
Was the name of the Eternal Life project called?
Calico.
It's
like Calico Cat. Like, it's a
sounds
cute
like
cat.
A bunch
cat
of pussies.
Stop. Okay. That cat does not stop. But its eyes go back and forth.
Now, this reminds me of something. So, a couple years ago, I read this article about how the FDA banned something that Kraft made. And it was bacon-flavored mayonnaise. Mm. And it didn't fall within the parameters of what is quote-unquote healthy, according to the FDA.
quote-unquote edible.
Yeah, which means it was it was essentially poison that was being created by this company. And then not 2 years later, a couple weeks ago, I was at the grocery store, and what do I see in the aisle, the dressing aisle? Bacon-flavored mayonnaise by Kraft.
They brought it back.
Go ahead and say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you are someone that sees bacon-flavored mayonnaise and the first thought that occurs to you is, I need that in my life, you won't be missed by me, fella.
No, that's the point I'm getting at. I keep seeing bacon milkshakes all over the place.
You're going to love this, Sam.
And I know you're thinking, oh, but that's like artisans that love food and love their craft.
Foodies.
And then want to skew your take on what is savory and what is sweet.
Right.
No, this is at QT.
The QT bacon shake.
How many did you buy?
I'd hate to say I'm surprised.
Now, if you don't say that there isn't an industrial military complex that is trying to slowly eliminate us by crowd control, pretty much by slowly poisoning the populace.
Yeah, but if we need to get rid of people,
what if you're trying to
edge
yourself off bacon?
We should be getting rid of people. We should be getting rid of the people that are
you're not
that
wrong
enthused of bacon.
Bacon
first
mayonnaise.
First to go.
Yeah. But yeah, I just
have a spaceship that says free bacon on board.
Exactly.
Yeah. Would you rather have a bacon? Okay, a 44-ounce bacon milkshake in one sitting.
Whoa.
Or have to eat a jar, a standard family sized jar of bacon mayonnaise over the course of a week and a half, 10 days.
I'm not eating either of those.
Which one would you rather do?
I think the shake is actually that frozen.
What?
Yeah.
It's just bacon mayo, frozen bacon mayo.
Well, think about it. If you want a BLT, I mean, you're skipping a step. You don't have to cook a bacon. You can just put bread, lettuce, and tomato and just
into the shake.
Throw some bacon A's on there.
Yeah, is there bacon crumbles in the mayonnaise?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and it's like a weird orangey hue.
So
that's where my mind went. It just again feeds into kind of what Jake was talking about, how there's essentially these evil megalomaniacs that run everything we use, and now they're
getting into some.
I'm on their side if they're just wiping out bacon enthusiasts.
Hey, well, we're on iTunes, so I'm on. Hey, app, I'm on your side, Apple.
Renaming this the Bacon Cast, by the way.
I refuse.
They're not wiping anybody out. I will
burn this podcast down.
They're not wiping anybody out. Google is clearly partnering with Kraft. Kraft is making these bacon products, and then Google's going to extend our life with Calico so that we just can keep eating bacon.
We get bigger. They're trying to make us bigger.
Guys, Jake, your favorite movie is going to happen.
Which one?
WALL-E.
Oh, boy. This is the start.
We're on the way.
This is how WALL-E.
You know what? I take every... My dream's about to come true. Yeah. Like, I'm about to have a chair that I can just float around on. This is great.
We can all live in a giant shopping mall ship in the sky.
I take everything back that I just said. I'm done. Good job.
Thanks, Google. Robot really evil? Thanks, Kraft.
Just wanted us to stay on.
Thanks, Alphabet.
The mall.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to point that out. I just want to get the microscope out. You know. Just...
Yeah. So do we have any audio from this? Is that what we're doing?
No.
No, not at all, actually.
Oh. Yeah, but I did find some things.
Yeah, I didn't read over the show notes beforehand, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I, like, usually it just says, description, balls, wieners.
I never understand why you write that all over everything.
Yeah.
It's that, like, you know how you can change your email signature on your phone?
Nope.
Well, you can change your email signature on your phone.
Nice.
So, so that it doesn't say...
So it just says balls, wieners?
Yeah, so instead of it saying, this has been sent from my apples, or apples.
Your apples.
My iPhone.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
You can change that.
To equal signs and a capital D?
Yeah, I changed mine to balls, wieners.
Do you mean eight?
What?
Sorry? Like,
you mean the number eight? Equal sign.
What does your ball sack look like?
Capital D.
Yeah.
Oh. What's that?
Nothing.
Okay.
So what do we got today?
The first one sounded like too interesting to not play.
Okay.
Craigslist orgy.
Great. So, okay. What format is this audio recording on?
This is in it's an 8-track.
Oh, an 8-track. Oh,
yeah. So I was going to say, have you listened to it to make sure that none of us are in it?
I do. No, I don't. Bet.
I've been
why would we be in it?
I've been to a few.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to...
Craig's had a lot of parties?
Yeah.
Over at his place?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They've kind of devolved into... evolved into just like sex romps.
Is every party that Craig throws a Craigslist party if he has some sort of grocery list or...
Well, I'm sure he has an invite list.
An invite list, right? So that is technically a Craigslist party.
And we do all have sex with each other while we're there.
Well, okay. Yeah, and that's it.
No. So the 8-track. So the 8-track.
Once we're out the property line.
Yeah, the 8-track gave it away.
I think the list implies there's a ranking, like a bracket system.
Oh, yeah. Definitely is.
Yeah.
Power ranking for the power bottoms.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's probably different divisions, weight classes.
You won't find me on that list.
Well, you're not a power bottom?
We've discussed this before on multiple risky whiskey
programs. Let's assume I was drinking then.
Are you a power middle?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a flimsy top?
No, I'm a dominant.
A dominant?
I wear a lot of leather and I carry a lot of like whips with me. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you're going to like a costume.
It's like Indiana Jones.
This,
well, oh yeah, I'm in costume right now.
Do you have a leather jacket, right? Like a bomber jacket?
What?
I'm sorry, there were like three people talking to me at
that
point. What was that?
So I'm going to get that tape started.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and play that.
Turn that over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all ready to go, so I'm just going to plop it in.
There you go.
Loop, and then hit.
We have an 8-track player here?
We got it all.
I got it all.
We got it all.
I didn't know that.
We've got it all.
Yeah, last time we had to play a CD on the DVD player.
It's real amateur.
Yeah. The CD player was being fixed.
Yeah. Did we ever get that back?
Yeah, we got back.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Ludwig fixed it for us.
Gosh, it probably...
Hey,
like,
he's handy to have around for that kind of stuff.
I'm worried about what that thing does.
Yeah, whenever you click rewind, like... Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's a transformer now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You talk about shortening our lifespan.
What do you mean?
All right, yeah.
You talk about shortening our lifespan.
I don't...
That's just an observation.
I don't understand your implication.
He's saying lead kills. That's what he's saying. He's dangerous.
Lud
like we've
hurts.
All like we've all told
that's
you.
Why, that's why I say it's best we're on his good side.
He probably put some Lud based paint on that DVD player.
That's such a perfect riff to
close out on.
Play. Yeah.
Click. Click.
Edit this out.
Click.
Click?
Edit that out.
Edit this out.
Yeah, edit.
All right. Got the cheese platter out. All right. Check. Got the stack of condoms. All right. Yeah. This is gonna be a pretty good orgy. Can't wait. Someone's got to show up soon. Like I did put it at 6 o'clock. It's 8:45. Someone's gonna show up. Gotta be positive. Keep my expectations high.
Hello, is this 2121 West Philadelphia / intersection of West Street?
Yeah. You made
apartment
it.
Apartment 224.
Four. Yeah. Yeah. This is it. How's it going?
My name is Philip. I am a NASA aerospace technician.
Hi, Philip.
Please do not be alarmed by my meek appearance and my similarly giant throbbing dick.
I didn't want to say anything about it. Did you bring like a lady with you or?
No, just my trusty wheelchair, Willie.
Oh, wow. It's got wheels and everything.
I'm here because I am a freak, like the ad said.
Yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily how I meant it, but it's fine. I take all comers. Here, throw your keys in this bowl.
If you do not mind reaching into my pocket and pulling them out, I cannot use my hands to the fullest capacity.
Yeah. Here, I'll get them for you.
Just a little bit. A little bit deeper. Back up again, please. Back.
All right. I got
back, okay, down. No, down.
I'm pretty down. Sure I got him.
Okay. Now pull slowly out of my pocket.
You
got.
You gotta save some for later, man. Like.
Okay.
It'd be great if we had a woman here, you know. But yeah. Here, I'm just gonna throw them in these bowl and. Yeah. We'll see if. Any takers get you. Feel free to help yourself. I got a meat tray. There's some Chex Mix. I didn't know whether or not...
Like, I'm good. I already ate. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well...
I'm just going to roam around, if you don't mind, get a good look at the facilities.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. Weird noise.
Hoy, matey.
Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing? I'm Jack.
Jack, pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Oliver.
Oh, nice to meet you, Oliver. Are you twisted? You know, like the...
I'm not sure I understand what you mean, buddy.
It's fine. I take it you got my ad in Craigslist, Freaks Welcome.
Yeah. No, yeah, I got that. I saw that.
Yeah.
It looked real good. It looked interesting.
Yeah, thanks. Did you bring any ladies with you? Or?
I did not realize this was a plus one situation. I didn't want to overstep any boundaries.
Oh, I mean, that's polite. All right. Well, I guess throw your keys in the jar.
There you go, fellas.
All right. There we go.
Okay. Hey, you notice my Lego guy?
Yeah, SpongeBob? That's nice.
What do you think of that?
It's cool. I got one of those too.
Which character do you have?
I have Boba Fett, actually.
No, but mine's a SpongeBob character.
Yeah, well, I have one as well. That's what I, yeah.
When you said you had one as well, I thought maybe I just thought you had also had a SpongeBob character. I
mean, my ears were ringing. Did somebody say SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is my favorite television program.
Well, buddy, we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight.
I thought it took a dip after season 3.
Why don't y'all talk about that away from me, and let's hope some ladies show up.
So what do you think about Mrs. Krabs? Was she a crab or...
Who?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm Jack. Nice to meet you.
My name's Jeff. What's going on?
Jeff, it's a good name. It's a strong name.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very healthy name.
Yeah. I take it you're here for the festivities?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You saw the ad in Craigslist.
Oh, boy, did I.
Freaks welcome.
And here I am.
You didn't happen to Did you bring any like ladies with you?
I did not bring any ladies, but I brought the serum that would bring them in. Good old Smirnoff raspberry. Raspberry. Double raspberry Smirnoff.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, hey, you know what? It's, I get you bring whatever you want.
Yeah.
I got a full bar, but.
No, that's, trust me, the Smirnoff is going to get the job done, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah? Is it like Spanish Fly? Yeah. It's just going to bring them all in?
Mm-hmm, and then trap them.
Oh. Wait.
Excuse me, Jeffrey. Hi, I am Philip. It's nice to put a face to the screen. Do you mind pouring some of that Smirnoff raspberry down my throat as I do not have full dexterity of my hands?
All right, getting the party started off right. All right, let's pop the top off this bad boy.
Please tilt my head back for me.
Oh, yeah. All right, let it ride.
Oh, man.
Woo! Woo!
All right.
I like to party.
I wouldn't mind a Smirnoff.
All right. This party's getting started off right. Another pop at a...
I mean, only if there were some ladies, that'd be, we'd be in the right place.
I like that they are corked.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. That's a good Smirnoff.
These are Smirnoff boys right here. I like this.
I wonder if anybody else is going to show up, though, and would love a lady.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm George. What's your name?
I'm Jack.
Oh, you're Jack from the ad.
Yeah.
Well... I'm George for now. I know what you're thinking. I got huge tits. I'm George for now. You can call me Tasha soon.
Oh, all right. So you're in a bit of a,
I'm in transition. You can just come out with it. Okay. I just prefer you tell it what it is.
You know, I like to be polite. I didn't want to overstep my bounds. You didn't happen to bring like any girlfriends with you or anything?
No, I don't have any girlfriends. As a matter of fact, I'm asexual, but I just decided that I would come to this just to see what it's like to get attention from men.
You're asexual?
Yeah, I don't really like having sex. I'm not attracted or emotionally or physically to anybody, but I'm also transgender too.
Okay. I have
tits.
Yeah, no, they're very, you have a very nice,
Do you want to feel them? I just want some attention.
Tasha, it is me, Philip, a.k.a. TinStar113 on the Craigslist forum. I would love it if you could put your tits on my throbbing erection.
Well, hold on, let's not, jump the gun yet. Go ahead and put your keys in here and, we'll just see if anybody
Is that like your little brother or what's going on?
I'm not sure. It's like a half, robot man. He's in like an iron lung on wheels.
He's not going to be able to fuck me with that dick.
The dick works fine. Okay.
No, I'm saying it's just way too big.
We'll see. Oh, you're right. It all depends on if him or his nurse pull your keys out. So, nobody brought any ladies other than, or what you would define clearly as a lady?
You can just call me George for now.
Yeah, okay.
But you can call me Tasha soon.
Here,
either one is fine. I prefer George. But you can call me in a little. Soon it'll be soon. Tasha. But okay. Right now, you can call me whatever you want, just as long as it's George.
All
right,
George.
Yeah, but you can call me Tasha soon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What sort of festivities do you have planned, Jack?
I mean, I was hoping there'd be a lot of fucking.
Oh yeah.
I was hoping for a lady or two.
In that case, we're gonna need some more Smirnoff Ice raspberries.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
sorry, I was in the bathroom. Oh hey, bro, nice tits. What's up? You know what'd go good with those tits? Let me splash some Smirnoff on those puppies.
I'm not a girl.
Oh,
this guy.
Well, hey, you know what? After a few drinks of Smirnoff Blue Raspberry, you're gonna look like one.
You like my tits?
Hold on.
You want to feel
them?
Do you
mind if I nurse your tits like a golden retriever puppy?
I don't like the way that man sounds. Plus, his voice isn't moving when he's talking. It's kind of freaking me out.
This is not my natural voice. It is merely a projection from a computer speaker box.
Do you work for Smirnoff?
Yeah, I dabble with their business, yeah.
Okay, so are you? Is this some sort of guerrilla marketing? Where you're scouring Craigslist for orgies?
It's just like one of those fucking Tupperware parties, because I'm not having it.
No. I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I just wanted to screw.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I just want to sell some Smirnoff. Maybe get my dick wet. With some Smirnoff Ice Blues Raspberry.
I just want a lot of men to look at me.
I guess this is the best it's going to get. All right, let's see who gets who. All right, robot guy, what was it, Phil?
Philip,
do you, or can you even put your hand in the bowl, or do you have like a nurse?
No. If you would just put the keys over my erection, I can fling it up with my erection, if you don't mind.
All right.
Which one of you poor saps is going to have to sit on that later tonight? It's not going to be me.
George, it was you.
Oh, yeah. Now
you can call me Tasha.
I don't necessarily have to screw, but if somebody wants to lay on me and screw like a bearskin rug, I would be okay with feeling the friction against my body.
Do you just want to look at my fake tits? You can maybe feel them.
Yeah, if somebody could move my chair so it is facing Tasha, that would be wonderful, 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 wonderful.
It doesn't look like Tasha. Yeah, I got you, buddy. Doesn't look like Tasha shaved her back. So
yeah, you can call me George.
Pretty much got a bearskin rug right there.
Can I call you Geisha?
No.
Okay, George, it is.
All right, thank you.
All right.
So how does this work? Do we have to go to like another room, or do we just do it?
No,
right
it's an orgy. You just do it right there, and.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take my pants off.
Maybe it'll inspire us.
What do you think of my ball sack, robot?
I've seen better.
So have I.
That was a weird one. The classic weird one.
I feel bad for the host. He never got what he wanted. Like.
Yeah.
Can't trust Craigslist, I guess.
I mean, yeah, be more specific, because then you got people, you know, being polite. And
yeah, I was kind of hoping that there'd be some audio, once it kind of got going. Yeah. Am I the only one here?
Yeah, maybe they, like, activated some sort of, like, bug out protocol.
Yeah, because when you said swingers, I started, okay, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Vince Vaughn, I'm going to get a little hot and sweaty up in the studio.
Yeah, I noticed your pants are off.
Yeah, well, I'll put them back on now. There's no point.
Please do. Like, have y'all ever, like, participated in a, you know, a little
yeah,
bit
I just outed myself as having been to several, but all the ones I went to were mostly chicks.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
When did this happen? Late at night?
Yeah, it's just happened.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
You know,
yeah,
a
few times.
You know,
a few times?
Several. Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
You know, AOL chat rooms don't count as orgies, right, Bobby?
Like pictures, videos.
Bobby, I get it. Cybering, 21st century.
Yeah, on...
It feels like the real thing.
On, the chat roulette thing. There's always chicks fingering themselves. They tell me to send them pictures of my cock, so I do. And then they never send me videos back.
I was about to say chat roulette would technically count. It's like the...
Yeah, I mean, I've met so many chicks on there.
It's the internet's key party.
There's so much tang on chat roulette. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's an odd amount of astronauts on chat roulette.
And monkeys.
Mostly bitches that I found, you know, hot bitches.
Yeah, hot bitches. Yeah.
It's like female
dogs.
I send them so many pictures of myself.
I prefer cold tang.
Cold tang.
Yeah, I put it on ice. But that's just me.
Robbie Cold Tang, the jazz musician.
Yeah, but that's just me. All right. I guess we got another one. Jake found this one.
Yeah.
You want to set it up, bud?
Oh yeah. This is as a. Hold on,
just,
give me a sec.
Just read the title on the tape.
This is Morning Creek Elementary School Black Market. That's what it says on there.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I let's give it a listen.
What? Where is it?
Hmm.
Jake.
Where, can I give you a hand over?
Oh,
what's it on?
This is on a some form of like a. It looks like a
clear lens type thing. Do we have anything for this? It's like futuristic looking. Do we have any futuristic players? It's
like, do we need to, do I need to
it
go
looks
to
like
the,
a piece of glass.
Do I need to go to the alphabet store for this?
Do I need to I need to like Buzz Ludwig up here?
Do you remember that?
No.
I don't think we need a Buzz Ludwig.
No. You see that little silver box that has the opening and there's like a blue light coming out of it?
No, I don't.
It looks really weird.
It's right over
there. I think I might just have to...
Let
me see. I'll give it a shot over there. I'll give it a shot. All
right.
If it doesn't work, I'm buzzing Ludwig up here.
I hope to God that it works.
Oh, it works. Good.
All right.
Thank God.
Woo! All right.
Oh, I wanted to
hear from Ludwig. I'd hate to have to interrupt his important work.
Yeah, you know...
Oh, yeah. He's working on the Calico project.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh.
More on that later.
Really have to get him out of here.
And let's give it a listen.
Oh, you want me to hit play?
Yeah.
But I don't see a play.
I think you have to put your dick into that hole.
There's a singular button.
That's what she said.
I don't see it.
Just say the word play.
Oh, it's starting to work.
Hey.
Ding.
The futuristic device really makes some industrial noises.
Okay, you know it's loading. It's got the load bar. It's got the spinning wheel thing. I thought we were going to have to call Ludwig at this time, though, for sure.
All right, let's give it a listen. Okay, now there's the spinning wheel. All right, what? Okay. All right, there we go. That's a positive noise.
Well, take it out and blow on it.
Well, let's give it a listen. Why is it doing this? All right, hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna blow on it.
All right,
who got that equipment?
I don't know. It's just sitting here.
Oh no, Jeff, you have to blow on the insert, the inserted side.
Yeah. I was blowing on the top of it.
Right.
Like, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
There you go.
Here. There you go.
I don't know if that was.
And let's give it a listen.
Beep. 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 Beep 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 beep.
All right, Billy, I don't want any shenanigans out of you today. All right, if anything else happens, I'm gonna have to call your parents, and we're gonna have a serious discussion about your future here.
Hey, miss,
I'm a man. This is what I'm talking about. Whatever. Go play hopscotch or whatever you do. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
All right. I'll join you later. Pencils. I got some pencils. Pencils. Anybody need some pencils?
Hey, man.
Yeah. Ricky, what's up, buddy?
Jeez. Do you have any...
You seem to be itching for something. What do you need? What do you need?
Do you have any, like... just pixies, do like, you know, like cherry.
You got some dust? You need some dust?
Yeah, just
I got you.
You know, just some pixie dust.
What are you looking for? Orange, red?
Just if you got like, just some.
Hey,
I just need one to hide me over. I mean,
oh, come on. You can never have just one.
Yeah, but I.
Nah, I got. Hey, you know what? I got something for you. I got it in bulk. Fun dip. You ever heard of fun dip?
Oh, God. No, just not. I know it's fun to I don't have any money. I mean, I'll pay you back tomorrow, but I'm good for it. I promise. I just I just need one. Just one pixie stick to
No, that's not going to work. You're going to have to get a few. Come on. I know you got money. I know your mom gives you lunch money every week.
Yeah, but
come on.
Come on. Just give me a minute, all right?
You want the dust or not? Here. Give it to me. There you go. Give it to me. Jesus Christ.
Okay, where's the dip? I just need the dip.
Here. Now don't keep... Don't just grab it. Here. Put it in your pocket. Jesus.
Thanks, man. You're the best.
Yeah. Get out of here. Jesus. Pencils. Erasers. Anybody need erasers?
Yeah, Bill, what's the deal with him, man?
What?
What was he doing? He was tweaking as he was walking away from you.
Don't worry about Ricky. He's fine.
You seem like a real weird man.
Yeah, no. He got diagnosed
with ADD.
What
do I do with this? What do I do with the stick? What do I do
just
with
get
the stick?
Out of here.
Get out of here.
What do I do with it?
Get lost.
Hold on. Teach is coming. Teach is coming.
I'll put him.
Shut up.
Billy, what?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Yeah, miss. What's up?
What are y'all doing?
I'm just hanging out.
I'm a man.
We're hanging out. We're talking about what we're going to do at recess.
Yeah, just talking about cartoons and stuff.
We're having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Whatever. You need to calm. Whatever.
Go have another cigarette.
Shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
Did you sell him cigarettes?
No. Shut up.
Cigarettes will get you cancer.
Shut up.
All right. By the way, I don't care.
Ricky, get the fuck
get out of here.
I don't know what to do with it. You gave me this give me the stick.
You put the stick in the dip, and then you put the dip in your mouth, and you put the stick in your mouth, and you eat the dip, and then
Theo,
you swallow the dip.
Theo, I'll give you two bags of Fun Dip if you give this kid a swirly and get him out of here.
I'll take him, but I would need to talk to you first. Go
there. No, I'm good. I'm going to leave you alone. Thank you, Billy. Just get out of here.
God. You and I need to talk, man.
Fucking dust heads.
You've been giving me so many cards the last few weeks. All I've been getting are Rattatas, Ekans, and Coughings, man.
Hey, that's how the packs come, buddy.
I need some real crud. You're giving me some real crud. I need the good crud.
Hey, if you want a pro deck, that's going to cost.
I don't have any money. You know that.
Then you're going to have to pay.
I've done you so many favors. I'm doing you a favor right now, getting this little nerd out of here.
Ricky, that's nothing. Come on.
I need some real, like, Ninetales, Vileplume, Blastoise. First edition, not second edition.
Don't try to hustle me.
I'm the one being hustled. I'm one of your most loyal customers. You and I go back to second grade, man.
Fine. Here's a Blastoise, okay? Just get off my ass, okay?
All right.
And if you come asking for more, I swear to God.
You're a good man, man. Just, this is the good crud.
Pencil bags. Anybody need pencil bags?
Get some pencil bags?
You fucking dweeb. I don't have pencil bags. Come on.
Do you have the pixie sticks?
Yeah, I got pixie sticks.
What flavors you got?
You can't handle this.
I can't handle this.
No.
Come on. I'm like a real man.
Oh, come on.
Help me out here.
I've never seen you around here before. You want pixie sticks?
I'm new to class. What do you want from me? I heard you're the guy to go to.
You heard that I'm the guy to go to. What is this?
Yeah. That's a word around school. All the third graders are talking about it.
Just come back to me. I'm out of pixie sticks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm not really here for pixie sticks.
You're not here for pixie
sticks? I'm here for cheat sheets, man. I need some cheat sheets.
Who told you?
Jerry.
Jerry who?
Billy, what's going on over here?
Nothing. Well, we're just talking about the science test from last week. No big deal.
A lot of hard questions.
Totally.
Who are you?
I'm New kid.
Nuke, is that your last name or?
No. I'm new to the school.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Newt, come over here a minute.
All right,
one second. I'm talking teacher.
Yeah. Whatever.
Why are you hassling him?
Just you guys. You got so many stupid shenanigans going on, and if you get in trouble one more time, I'm gonna have to tell your parents. All right. Now I'm trying to keep my job. By the way, I don't care.
Principal Williams is a fat ass.
Hey, see, go deal with him.
Shut up, Wilson. Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna go smoke another.
Okay, cigarette. Thank you. Bye. Hey, I like how you handled that, Dick.
Hey, thanks, man. So what's the deal with these cheat sheets, dude? You got the hookup?
It's gonna cost. It's gonna cost big bucks.
I got the cash.
What do you got?
I deal for papers.
I don't deal with money. I need cards. Yeah, need bubble gum. What do you got?
I don't save my money. I buy cards. I have a first edition Charizard right here.
Okay, I'll trade you for that.
I need to know one thing before I make this trade, though.
Yeah, sure.
How do I know these tests are the real deal? Where'd you get them from?
Trust me, I know the coolest teacher.
That's all we need, boys. Go!
Safety patrol? Are you kidding me?
That's right, Billy. I told you I'd get you.
Fudge!
New guy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, this is a teacher.
What?
He's the PE teacher. You know that class you always skip?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why you didn't recognize
me. I knew I recognized you for an old
bye-bye
yearbook.
Your turf's mine now.
God fucking damn it.
Wait, what was that?
Nothing.
That one was pretty crazy. I never had anything to that extent happen at my elementary school or whatever fuck that was.
It's a tough place.
Kid's a real hustler, man.
Yeah. Well, listeners, we've reached that time.
Don't cry.
And now.
Holding those tears.
It's okay. We'll be back next week. All right? You can wait. And guess what? If you're clamoring so much to just listen to more of us, well, then it's time for your favorite segment. It's plugs.
Yeah.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Sean, I don't know if you could see, but Jeff was cueing you for the plug theme song.
Theme music. We don't. Is it not working?
Yeah, it seems everybody. No ever,
you sent me the email, but there was no attachment.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, how many times have we talked about that?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me look at it. Hold on. Jake, talk. Say words. Say words. I'm looking at my email.
Yeah. Am I doing plugs?
Yeah.
Okay. You can find me at Janderson _.
I attached a JPEG.
Oh.
A JPEG.
Yeah, a picture of the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good. Yeah.
All right. Well. Yeah. Plugs. Jake.
Yeah. I was. I'll just finish with the last __.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. Okay. Just find me there.
Yeah. Nice. Bobby.
Bobby Corella on Twitter and swipe right on Bobby24 on Tinder.
All right. Sam?
Yeah, I'm also on Tinder. I'm Sam24. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. That is at Bill Murray Fury and at Where Is Iannuzzi,
respectively.
Stop Horse Girls 2015. If you see a horse girl on a dating website app, don't. Approve them.
Are we going to get stickers for that?
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah, let's get some t-shirts made of Stop Horse Girls.
The five of us are going and we're going to tattoo that on our inner thighs later today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Prison style.
Now, all right, I don't mean to derail it, but do you mind if I ask, when are we going to get a new episode of Sean Hates Music?
It's in the... We're working on retooling Sean Hates Music. You may hear it on Risky Whiskey, the flagship show.
Okay.
You may hear a different version of it on there.
All right.
Yeah. Sean's been talking to Sam about it, and Sam's been talking to me about it. But they spend, like, hours every day talking about what their vision.
The retooling.
Yeah. It's coming.
All right.
And I think people miss the joke the first time around that, like, Sean loves music. Like, he is a big audiophile.
I can't stand it.
Sean, you don't have to do the bit anymore. It's okay. We're not on Sean Hates Music.
We know.
We know you read Spin and Pitchfork and Bubblegum and Stereo Gum.
What do I do?
Out yourself, Sean.
It's fine. You're an audiophile. You're a big music nerd. We get it.
Would you say
he likes to drop the needle?
MP3? Because he's an audiophile?
At least MP3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good joke, buddy. Thank you. Sean?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Let's round it out.
Y'all want me to do like the...
Do it. Do like
obviously,
the...
Obviously, you can get me separately on _Quirk on Twitter and Great Value Gatsby on both Instagram and Tumblr. But for all of our stuff, you go to riskyweirdsproductions.com, podcasts, videos, and nothing else. There's the whole archive there. And of course, you get both of our main flagship podcasts on iTunes now. Just search keywords Risky and Whiskey. Both shows will come up. Come on. Subscribe, 5-star, like, comment, share. Tell your friends if you want to be a guest, come let me know. You can contact any one of us in the previous social media is listed. And
you guys have been doing a great job of sharing, so much so that I don't even see them getting shared. So.
Yeah. we have, Jake and I, got a couple people that we work with to listen to our shows. So to them, I would like to say thank you. And to everybody else, like Sean said, subscribe and, you know, give us a good rating. Improve our algorithm.
But mostly
spread the word about what is going on here.
And hey, if you share us on Facebook or whatever site and we see you, tag us in it and we will... put a congratulations on our podcast. We'll say your name. We'll give you a shout out.
Dude, and we'll buy you drinks, hang out with you, whatever.
If you're over 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have listeners that aren't?
We have a few, actually.
Yeah. If you're between 18 and 21, we'll get you some lotto tickets.
Or some Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah. Or some cigarettes. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, only if it's raspberry.
We'll get you hooked on smoking.
I'll get you a month on a porn website of your choosing.
And as always... Via con Dios, bitches. I love you.